the election is over, hopefully you research what God says about the issues, where the candidates stand on the issues, and voted according to biblical values. Now we need to trust God and pray that His kingdom would come, that His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, and allow God to work through you to help make this happen. Join me in praying for our cities, counties, states, and nation.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Today we're going to present a post-election report. One of the things that we saw was major victory for the preborn in this election, at least in the state of Florida. We saw major victories for pro-life candidates that had taken a stand to be willing to protect every innocent human life without exception. Of course, we saw President Trump win re-election, and kind of an odd re-election because he was president from 2016 to 2020, and then Biden was president, and then he just won re-election. We saw that, but at the state level, at the local level, we saw major improvements and major victories by pro-life candidates. One of the things that's interesting, not every candidate that won is pro-life, and not every candidate that won is righteous and will uphold life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, but we did make progress. Some of the candidates that really have taken stands against the principles of the Bible and against, in fact, one of the things, and I know that there are even Christians that voted for Kamala Harris who actually laughed when someone at one of her rallies said, "Jesus is Lord." She said, "I think you're in the wrong rally. Wrong rally. You need to go down to that smaller one down the street." She was talking about Donald Trump's. The idea that someone saying Jesus is Lord would receive a rebuke from a presidential candidate, and that Christians would still vote for that candidate, is just beyond me. We really need to look at the principles of the Bible, see what God says about candidates, and then see where the candidates stand on issues, and then vote according to biblical values. Not every candidate is going to be perfect. Certainly Donald Trump is not a perfect candidate, but he more closely aligns with the principles of the Word of God than Kamala Harris did. And if you don't feel that he most closely aligns with the Word of God, well, there were candidates that were more pro-life and took a stronger position on issues and that were on the ballot that you could have voted for, including Randall Terry, former director of Operation, and the founder of Operation Rescue. We also saw a major pro-life victory in the defeat of Amendment 4 in Florida. Amendment 4 was a proposed constitutional amendment that would have allowed abortion for any reason up until the moment of viability with no restrictions, not even a restriction that a doctor needed to perform the abortion, not a restriction, no restrictions that a parent needed to give authorization for the abortion. And by the way, their ads lied about that. Their ads made it look like parents would still be involved in the decision, when in fact the decision or the amendment would have stripped away parental consent, making abortion the only medical procedure a minor can receive without parental consent. It would have also allowed abortion beyond the moment of viability, for if a doctor, it didn't even say a doctor, it said a medical provider, would determine that abortion was necessary to protect the life or health of the mother. when you add health to the equation, one of the things that you're doing when you add health to the equation, well, what are we talking about there? Are we talking about mental health? Are we talking about emotional health? Are we talking about financial health? And what is a medical provider? Medical provider actually was, there's no legal definition of what a medical provider is. It could have actually been the secretary at the, or the receptionist at the abortion mill. Certainly could have been the abortionist himself or herself. Could have been a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a chiropractor. Could have been a nurse practitioner. Could have been anyone really in the medical field. And so it's a major victory for the preborn children that Amendment 4 did not pass in the state of Florida. Pro-abortion advocates and major donors, and even minor donors, but the major donors, George Soros, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, were really big behind this amendment. And of course, there were a lot of smaller donors as well. But the big bucks came from Soros, the ACLU, and Planned Parenthood. Over $100 million was spent to lie to the citizens of Florida, to try to coerce them and try to get them to vote yes on 4, and yet Amendment 4 failed. Thankfully, Amendment 4 failed. One of the things we were actually praying and seeking God, I actually held on Facebook and YouTube a prayer meeting the night before the election. I actually encouraged people to pray, and we did pray that God would give us the victory, realizing that we had been outspent, that those who on the other side had more dollars to spend, and they were lying to people. They were outright deceiving Floridians and telling them things that were not true about the state of the current laws in Florida and what Amendment 4 would actually have done. We praise God that Amendment 4 did fail. We also saw pro-abortion forces stealing signs, vandalizing signs. This happened across in various places across the state. And we saw in our own county, St. Lucie County, we saw multiple signs that an individual had actually purchased these signs himself at his own expense and put them out on the road, and also other signs that had been purchased by official campaigns that were put out on the road that were stolen, painted over. These were no on 4 signs. They were painted over with yes on 4. Some of the signs still had the political disclaimer at the bottom that actually said that it was paid for by the No on 4 campaign. And so you actually had this. We actually had a situation in front of our business where a woman, and she was caught on camera, red-handed on camera, pulling up. You could see clearly her license plate. You can clearly see the Protect Reproductive Rights, Vote Yes on 4 on the back of her window of the vehicle. You can clearly see her get a battery-powered saw out of her van or out of her vehicle, walk toward our sign. You hear the sign, you hear the saw cutting, and then you see her coming back with the saw and a little white No on 4 sign that she had stolen from our property. And then you see her go back and get the other larger 2-foot by 4-foot sign that she had actually cut out of the wood, because previously, we don't know if it was her, but very likely it was her. We saw at other locations a 4-foot by 8-foot sign cut in half. We also saw that same sign after it was repaired. We saw that same sign. The legs were cut and the sign was on the ground. That was repaired again. So this time she didn't just cut the legs and leave the sign on the ground, she actually cut the sign out of the wood frame, and she actually, you can see her put that in her vehicle. You can actually see that video on Personhood Florida's YouTube channel. And when this video goes up on our YouTube channel and on our website, we will include a link to it if you want to go see that. But we saw major effort on the other side to actually deceive people, to lie to people, and to push this amendment. And yet it failed. Now, there are several results, positive results, of this amendment failing. So the biggest result is the protection of innocent human life. It doesn't mean that every human life is going to be protected in the state of Florida. Sadly, babies will still continue to be killed in the state of Florida. We'll talk more about that, and more about what the current law actually is, and where it fails to protect every innocent human life. But the preborn will actually win. If Amendment 4 had passed, we would actually see women coming to our state from other states to vacation, not to go to our beaches, not to go to Disney World, but to actually kill their preborn child. So in addition to this, we will see abortion mills close. And one of the things, several abortion mills, the abortion mill on 12th and Delaware in Fort Pierce actually said and told the media prior to, after the Florida Supreme Court ruled that the six-week ban, and by the way, that's not a total six-week ban. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but that the current law could go into effect. That abortion mill did say that they don't know if they could hold out until November. Well, what is November? November was the election day when they were hoping that Amendment 4 would actually pass. And by the way, as recently as 2 weeks ago, it was polling at 60%, which is the requirement for passing. So this is something that definitely is a victory. Abortion mills will close down. Now, the Planned Parenthoods will stay open. They have tons of money. They'll be doing more abortions because women will be coming to them. The larger abortion mills will continue to be there, but some of the smaller abortion mills will actually close down because of lack of resources. Pro-life pregnancy centers will see more women considering abortion that will come to them for counseling. And this is an opportunity for these pro-life pregnancy centers to present to them the options that they have, which include carrying the child and caring for the child and supporting them and training them and helping them in doing that, and also include giving their baby up for adoption. There will be more of a need for people to actually adopt and be willing to adopt. One of the things that I believe is certain is that the pro-abortion forces will be back. You will see a future proposed constitutional amendment on the ballot, and they will try to actually get this passed. The one thing that's not known is whether they're going to be able or willing to spend $100 million on the effort next time. By the way, no proposed constitutional amendment in the history of the United States of America has ever had more money spent on passing it than Amendment 4. And of course, Amendment 4 did not pass. So it will be interesting to see whether they change the language, whether they are more deceitful next time, whether they actually spend as much money to actually push it. Now, nationwide, there were actually 10 proposed constitutional amendments dealing with abortion. And sadly, in many of those states, life did not win. voters in Arizona, Colorado, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, and New York successfully restored, protected, or expanded the right to abortion care in their respective states. And this comes from a pro-abortion website, actually. Three states, Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota, failed to expand and protect abortion rights. Thank God that in Florida, a constitutional amendment to pass, it requires 60%. We've talked about this, as we mentioned this every single time. That amendment, ironically, received less than 60%, but more than 50%. And that was the requirement at the time. And so the requirement was changed to require constitutional amendments to need 60% to actually pass. Prior to that, voters in the state of Florida actually had put rights, constitutional rights for pigs in our Constitution. So pigs have constitutional rights in our Constitution, but the preborn do not have constitutional rights in our Constitution, or at least it's not clear whether they do or not. But we thank God that this amendment would have required to pass 60%. In fact, all six proposed constitutional amendments in the state of Florida would have passed if the requirement was only 50%, or 50% plus one. But thankfully, in Florida, it requires a 60% majority, and really only two of the amendments, the Hunting and Fishing Amendment, Amendment 2, and also the property exemption amendment, property tax exemption amendment, that passed as well. All the others, Amendment 3, which was pushed by the big marijuana lobby, and Amendment 4, pushed by the big abortion lobby, actually failed. However, statewide and countywide in St. Lucie County, Amendment 4 received over 57% of the vote. And this is huge. It really makes us, it really is something that we have a lot of work cut out for us in the future. So Amendment 4 received more votes statewide and in St. Lucie County than President Donald Trump received. In St. Lucie County, only Dana Trabalsi, who was on the ballot, she was only the only candidate on the ballot against a Democrat. There were two other candidates that had a write-in opponent that also received more votes than Amendment 4 received, and that's Michelle Franklin and Aaron Lowry. So only Dana Trabalsi and those two candidates that only had a write-in candidate opposing them, so they're the only ones on the ballot, really, received more votes than Amendment 4 received. So we have much work to do in the state of Florida to protect, and in St. Lucie County, to protect every innocent human life. So moving forward, what must we do? And what we really must do is, first of all, don't give up. Never, ever, ever give up. But the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." And so we need to fight, and not give up, to continue to fight until the day that we see every innocent human life protected. And certainly abortion is a controversial subject and a controversial topic. If we were to go back 70 years ago, lynching was a controversial topic. If we were to go back 170 years ago, slavery was a controversial topic. Thankfully, people stood up and argued that slavery is unjust and should be abolished. And thankfully, in England and in the United States of America, slavery was abolished and which actually had big implications throughout the world, although slavery still exists today. In fact, about half of the countries that are involved in the United Nations, slavery still have slavery and still practice slavery, including many of the African countries still practice slavery. But on the slavery fight, William Wilberforce is a major abolitionist. Do you know that he lobbied for the abolition of the slave trade for over 18 years before the slave trade was finally abolished in 1807? It wasn't until after his death in 1833, effective in 1834, that existing slaves were emancipated. That was 44 years after he started working to abolish slavery. Wilberforce died July 29th, 1833. The Slavery Abolition Act received royal assent August 28th, 1833, and took effect August 1st, 1834. It took another 5 years before all slaves were free. So that's 49 years after he started working to abolish slavery. One of the things that really is troubling about the pro-life movement is that many of the organizations that are involved in the pro-life movement have never worked to abolish abortion. It's just amazing. There's even a major organization in the state of Florida that has given away multiple Wilberforce awards to politicians who have never once sponsored or co-sponsored a bill to abolish abortion. It's just absurd. I mean, why would you even give an award away like that to someone who's not willing to do what Wilberforce actually did? And we need to actually continue to fight to protect innocent human life. We also need to tell the truth. One of the reasons I believe that the proponents of Amendment 4 were as successful as they were, thankfully they failed, but one of the reasons I believe they were as successful as they were is that they did lie about the current state of the laws, and they did so, really they didn't present the truth, and a lot of people believed them. Well, why did a lot of people believe them? Well, pro-life organizations have also lied about the law. This law, it's presented in the media, it's presented in pro-life organizations as a six-week ban on abortion. And the advertising for Amendment 4 said there are no real exceptions. And pro-life organizations didn't tell you. We did, a person at Florida did. I did from this pulpit warn that this bill or this six-week ban, even though it's less evil than the previous laws, it still is evil because it allows preborn children to be killed for any reason up to 6 weeks. Also, after 6 weeks, if a woman has been raped, is a victim of incest or human trafficking, it allows for abortion. God prohibits punishing children for the sins of their fathers. Read Deuteronomy. We must stand on the word of God, proclaim the word of God, and call our cities, our counties, our state, our nation, and all the nations of the world to obey God's commandments and his precepts. And by the way, abortion covers up the rape. Abortion covers up the incest. Abortion covers up the human trafficking so that it can continue. This actually protects the life and health, not just the life, but also the health of the mother up to the end of the second trimester. And that is just unjust to see this happen. And all that needs to happen is in an emergency situation for one doctor who could be the abortionist who will personally profit from killing this preborn child to sign off and to say that the mother's life is at risk or her health is at risk, he can actually perform an abortion. He can purposely kill that preborn child. By the way, there's never a reason that you have to purposely kill a preborn child to save a mother's life. Sometimes you may need to deliver the baby prematurely, and that may result in the death of the baby. But the purpose there, the intent, is to save the mother's life, and that's perfectly fine. But slicing a baby's arms and legs off, crushing her skull, sucking her limb from limb, this is murder, and we should never allow it. We need to stand on the clear principles of the Word of God. Our founding fathers thought it was self-evident that all men were created equal, created by their, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. One of the things that we need to realize is that God's Word says that God is the founder of life. He's the creator of life. Every single human being should be protected. The right to life of every human, from the earliest biological beginning all the way until natural death, should be established and protected. And we need to stand and to call our local officials, our state officials, and our national officials to restore the protection of every innocent human life. And we need to do so with the tireless effort that Wilberforce has had, and frankly, with the same effort, an even greater effort, than Margaret Sanger and the pro-abortion forces have had. I'm not saying that we should lie. I'm not saying that we should cut down signs. I'm not saying that we should deceive. I'm saying that we need to speak the truth. We have the truth. We need to expose the lies and speak the truth and call this nation, this state, this county, this city to repent before God, to abolish abortion, to protect every innocent human life, and to restore this legal protection for those whose life is at risk.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
The election is over. Hopefully you researched what God says about the issues, where the candidates stand on the issues, and voted according to biblical values. Now we need to trust God and pray that His kingdom would come, that His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, and allow God to work through you to help make this happen. Join me in praying for our cities, counties, states, and nation.
7 million people suffer with Alzheimer's or dementia. Alzheimer Treatment Centers of America, a business partner with WCNO, can treat these conditions. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has opened a clinic in Port St. Lucie and gives hope to those who suffer with these diseases. Using a patented artificial intelligence protocol, 75% of patients in the study had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. ATCA's team spent 12 years developing these treatments. They may be reached at 772-298-4477 or at atca.ai.